Playing Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, Christelle, there was the big story around about the Facebook rapist and what then his sentence was, and he was sentenced and we didn't hear anything about it for a while. But now the story has taken on another turn, and we are speaking to Marisha, who is a journalist from Ground Up, who's going to be taking us through the story.
Marisha Damons, welcome to the show this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
You've been working on the story since November, since it started taking twists and turns. Can you just take us through the whole thing from after Thabo Bester is arrested as the Facebook rapist, he's put into jail, then what?
Yes, so the story dates back to the 3rd of May, in essence, when the Department of Correctional Services issued the statement saying that there was a fire in the cell where Thabo Bester was and that he had died. And at the time, that garnered a lot of media attention, but the story sort of died out after that. But then later on in the year, around November, Ground Up started publishing some reports after we noticed certain anomalies with the official version of events, as well as the general delay in the investigation into Thabo Bester's supposed death. At the time, our main questions were just, you know, how was it possible that an inmate in a maximum security prison was able to set himself alight? And given that the body was completely burnt beyond recognition, we also questioned how correctional services could so confidently say that it was, in fact, Thabo Bester who had died in that fire. And we just started digging a bit deeper, and we... Well, I could say that the turning point in the investigation came when the autopsy findings was revealed to us, and we saw that the person who died was dead before the fire broke out, and it was actually due to a head injury and not due to the fire. And after that, we also uncovered that Thabo Bester was moved to a corner cell before the fire started. The CCTV cameras facing towards the exit of the prison were apparently not positioned correctly. Moments before the fire broke out, two people were seen on the CCTV camera footage hastily exiting the prison. And just as we investigated further, it became increasingly clear that Thabo Bester had certainly escaped, and he had done so almost certainly with substantial help from the prison personnel. And from that, we've also just uncovered that he was running a business from prison, and he was able to live stream himself into a glamorous Joburg event, and he was dressed in a suit. And then just lastly, what we've uncovered was that in June last year, a prison warder had actually sent an email to the Deputy Minister of Justice, just letting him know that Thabo Bester had escaped and that this fire was a cover-up, but that had gone unanswered. And, you know, fast forward to today, they've confirmed that he has actually escaped.
Marisha, I just want to check that the kind of personality that this guy has is obviously extremely manipulative, very charming, because he's getting people to do things that they wouldn't normally do.
Yes, so according to the former employees of the company that Thabo Bester was running from prison, they said that he was able to just persuade people to quit their jobs, and he had actually researched the media industry very well, so much so that senior members in the media knew about him. And I think that that just added to his character that he was playing, because he also went by Tom Mutsepe at the time. So it was just all of these factors that aided him in being able to persuade people to believe him.
I can't believe this whole string of situations that have come together, because I remember reading at the time, they were saying, well, the body that was burnt in the cell was never, I don't know, DNA tested.
DNA, yeah.
It wasn't established it was him. Then I read reports saying the two people were the different heights. So that obviously gigantic red flag. There was all sorts of speculation that another prisoner must have died and been put in that cell. Then I read other conspiracy theories saying, well, maybe someone snuck a body in. Has there ever been any testing? Do we know who this body belongs to?
No. So according to our knowledge, the investigations are still not completed into finding out who that person is. What we do know is that they are investigating it for murder, but to our knowledge, the person whose body they found still hasn't been identified.
This is wild. Take me forward then to this photograph that appears on social media a couple of weeks ago, where someone snapped a picture in a shopping mall and saying, hey, isn't that Thabo Bester, the guy who was supposed to be dead?
Yes, yes. So with all of the stories that we had been publishing, more and more people started coming forward with information. And among these were individuals who were sending us pictures of who they thought were Thabo Bester. Sometimes it was just screenshots. And this one in particular shows a woman as well as someone who very closely resembles Thabo Bester. And the woman that we saw in this picture was confirmed to be Dr. Nandipa Magudumana. And we did a bit of metadata running on the photos, and we saw that this picture was taken at Woolies in Sandton City. And we understand that it was taken in June last year, which was when he had supposedly already died by then. So that's how we got hold of that picture. And I think that that just adds to the, I guess, suspicious factor of this whole story.
I wanted to ask, because I know how much of a luxury it has become to do proper investigative journalism, spend the kind of time on it that you guys did. I want to ask, at a personal level, it must have been so, so satisfying once the authorities finally confirmed what you guys have been reporting on.
Yeah, so actually that didn't entirely come as a shock to us when we got the statement. But what I will say is that there was definitely conversations in the office where we thought, okay, so at least they have confirmed what we've already known. Over the past few weeks, you know, we've been publishing very compelling evidence that Thabo Bester had escaped. And at the time, the Department of Correctional Services was indirectly referring to these reports as stemming from unauthorized sources. And now they've come out saying that actually we were correct and that Thabo Bester has actually escaped.
Wild. Marisha, can we keep you on the line for another couple of minutes? We need to go to a song, I feel. But like, this conversation is not done. Would you mind sticking around for us?
No problem, Rob.
Absolutely. We'll come back. We're busy unpacking all of the things that happened with Thabo Bester.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.